Modal verbs are helping verbs. We use them with main verbs to help us express ability, possibility, necessity, and permission. Today's question is about a modal that is commonly confused with an expression. Here's the question, which comes from a listener named Ja Fair.
Hi, would you like to explain the difference between can and be able to? Thank you.
Hi, Ja Fair. I can explain the differences between the two. I just use can to talk about my ability to do something. We also use be able to for abilities, but usually only when can is not possible. I'll tell you what that means in a minute. But first, let's explore the word can. Can is a modal verb. We use it to talk about present or future ability or possibility.
I can play the guitar.
You can buy the tickets online.
You must use could for the past tense, such as in, you could have bought the tickets online. We also use can to ask for or give permission.
I am finished. Can I go now?
Yes, you can.
And to ask someone to do something.
Can you bring me the magazine?
Now, let's explore be able to. This expression is not a modal. It is the verb to be plus the adjective able. The word to shows that an infinitive verb will follow. We use be able to when it is not possible to use can for abilities, such as after other modal verbs.
I won't be able to take you to the train station. Sorry.
You should be able to finish the book in a few days.
The words won't, short for will not, and should, are modals. In English, we do not put two modals together. So, we cannot put can after them. We also use be able to talk about small or large past successes.
We were able to get a great price on the television.
She was able to win the math competition last month.
But in negative form, we can use be able to or could.
We couldn't get a great price on the television.
She wasn't able to win the math competition last month.
But note that the negatives wasn't able to and weren't able to are a little more formal than couldn't. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Alice Bryant.